Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date April 20th, 2024. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars, hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the Internet he disagrees with. The U.S. and its allies have already sent over $300 billion to Ukraine, and the country is still losing its war with Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it. Speaker Johnson could not have passed these monstrosities without the full support of House Democrats. And as the majority of Republicans voted against more money for Ukraine. So in the worst example of bipartisanship, Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him Speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the warfare corporate welfare state. After the House voted to send another $60 billion to notoriously corrupt Ukraine, members waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanted, "Ukraine, Ukraine." While I find it's distasteful and disgusting, in some ways it seemed fitting. And not to be outdone, the U.S. Senate on that same day passed the extension of Section 702 of the FISA Act, which not only allowed the government to continue spying on us without a warrant, but also contained new language massively expanding how they can spy on us. Many conservative voters are asking, what's the point of Republican control of the House is if the agenda is determined by Democrats? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is given reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return.
The amount of money going to Ukraine in this bill is more than we spend on the entire Marine Corps. Think about it. We're going to send to Ukraine more money than we spend on our own Marine Corps. This is a bill about Ukraine first. This is a bill that makes us weaker. There is no money to give to Ukraine. It's not like we've got a pot of money. There is no surplus. There is no rainy day fund. This money will be printed up or borrowed from China to send to Ukraine. It makes us weaker. Once the border bill failed and they decided that this wasn't really about the border, that this was about Ukraine's border, the American firsters plowed on, but with a more intellectually honest proposal. Nothing for America, everything for Ukraine. That's what this bill is. Nothing for America, nothing to stop the invasion of nearly a million people across our southern border. They offered a border bill that would have said, well, if we have an emergency, the emergency's already happened. Nearly a million people came in the last 2 months. That is the emergency. This is a bill that is Ukraine first and America last and ought to be.
Coming up in 60 seconds. Stay with us. And remember, it's an info war, so how listen, however you watch, spread the word and share the live link at Real Alex Jones on X. Luke Radowski, straight ahead.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Fortunę tamto pogodera, spira ci posto celis. Fortunę amici pogodera, sustra ci prefetis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's Luke Radowski, but I've known this guy 20 years, so he just said, listen, Alex, you made it Radowski.
It has to be Radowski.
Isn't that right?
Now it's Radowski. It's okay.
You think my butchering over 20 years since you were a young teenager, exposing 9/11 as an inside job, that's kind of your name now?
I mean, you kind of pronounced it very loudly, and you forgot the K, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's my weird Texas background access. I don't say 100, I say 100.
I don't. It sounds a lot cooler when you say it the way you do. So I appreciate it.
I don't know. Radowski sounds good too.
It does better.
Radowski, I'm gonna stop.
I don't care.
Hey, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover with you. The wars in Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East and the Soros funding the leftist protest, but the right wing saying arrest them all. I don't agree with that. I mean, it is all a crazy moment. We're like, what, 180-something days of the election? Let's put that on screen. You're a smart guy. You're a popular talk show host and documentary filmmaker, and I think really your greatest work is confronting hundreds of globalist leaders, from Lord Rothschild to David Rockefeller to Henry Kissinger over and over again, and exposing 9/11 and being a big filmmaker. You've been fighting the globalists since you were, what, 17?
15.
So how long have I known you?
20-plus years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's photos of us where we look like young goobers. And I still remember back in the day going to this old kind of rickety building that you were in. It was like two or three employees. And it's been a very long time, but it's been an incredible journey. We definitely learned a lot throughout the last few years. And it definitely feels like it's accelerating on so many different levels. And it's becoming so complex as well, especially with this university protests that are happening out there, that I'm getting a lot of flack for calling out a lot of the right wingers, because I think their response is absolutely incorrect here.
They're playing into the dialectic.
I remember being in Occupy Wall Street day one, before anyone even heard of Occupy Wall Street, before anyone was even paying attention to Occupy Wall Street. It was a movement, left-wingers, right-wingers, Ron Paul libertarians, and the Fetters, some left-wing communists as well, but they all kind of came together and said, hey, what's happening here is really incredibly unfair. We all need to come together to protest the system. We don't care that a Democrat is in power right now. We need to come together and voice our concerns about what's happening right now, or we're not going to have a country, or we're not going to have an economy. And being there at Occupy Wall Street, seeing everything that's happening at these universities, there's a lot of very interesting parallels there, because now you see the repression and you see the right wing kind of cheer it on. And I'm saying, the more you cheer it on, just like they did with Occupy Wall Street, with Tony Bobbili, with this Tony Baloney police officer who pepper sprayed a bunch of young women. That situation, that scene went viral. And I remember being there with other independent journalists on the ground. We were covering the police brutality. The police brutality, the repression, the attacks by the right-wing media made Occupy Wall Street as big as it is right now. And I feel like we're kind of reliving that same exact moment. And I'm saying, wait, these protests are very inconvenient to the Biden administration. The Biden administration is losing a lot of their Democratic voters because they're at odds with them with their Israel policy. And then
the cops are going to make him the good guy. Here is the governor of Texas sending the state police to beat up reporters and people to the rescue.
Exactly. And then once
and if we know that, the politicians understand that.
We have to play for the people in the middle. There's a lot of people in the middle watching, and when they're seeing a bunch of people saying that they're all terrorists, they're all Hamas supporters, when they see the state repress and stop free speech from actually being expressed, the people in the middle are automatically going to be siding with those individuals. I'm saying free speech is not hate speech. Let them have their speech. Let's not repress them. If anything, the Republicans should be absolutely allergic to the police state, especially what happened within the last few years. But it definitely does look like there's a lot of the kind of old George W. Bush tendencies of the Republican Party that are slowly trying to come back into the mainstream.
But and that's what drives movement. People to the left.
Exactly. And there's a populist movement that says, wait, hold on. This is not all right. We're making the same mistakes that they made in 2001 with the Patriot Act, with the destruction of American civil liberties, with the expansion of the military-industrial complex, with the war on terror that I remember protesting the war in Iraq, and there was a whole bunch of people there, not just from the left, but people from
Ron
the center.
Ron Paul supporters. Exactly. Ron Paul, and so you're 15, 9/11 happens, you get active right away because you knew the truth. I get to know you, I guess, a year into your activism or so, that's how I've known you, 20-plus years, and then here we are 20-plus years later. And, man, the whole New World Order is out in the open. I
mean, exactly.
What is that like for you? Because you're now an OG. You've been around that long.
No, it's stunning because it's very slow, and the way that they do it is very calculated. And they usually play up different kind of themes in order to convince the general public. Oh, it's a dumb president. It's an old president. It's George W. Bush. It's a hick. He doesn't really know what's going on here. It's Joe Biden. He doesn't know what's really going on here. Meanwhile, there's a bigger power establishment slowly itching every year further.
But now it's speeding up.
Yes. Now it's speeding up, and now there's major events. There's 9/11, the war in Iraq, the banker bailout, and, you know, COVID-19, and then the war that they tried to do in Syria, the war that they did in Libya, and then the progression is getting faster. Faster and faster.
Yeah, that's a good
faster.
Point. Used to was a new big event every 7-8 years. Now it's every 6 months.
Exactly. And now the news cycle moves so fast that people keep forgetting, and they keep forgetting a lot of their principles, a lot of their virtues, and they're just kind of this hive mind that's being manipulated by all these social media technocratic algorithms. And I'm trying to say, hey, stop. Our values, our morals, what we stand for matters. It should be against the war. It should be for free speech. It should be for free humanity. It should be for capitalism. It should be for all of us coming together, figuring out our own problems, making ourselves better, not going along with the masses, not going along and just being a part of the herd sheep mentality.
Tribal politics.
Exactly. And there was a time where the internet was open, it was free, it was incredible, it was amazing. Google Videos, I remember you dominated Google Videos, Loose Change dominated Google Videos. They got rid of it. They got rid of the top 10 most viewed videos because people were finding out the larger truth. And slowly and surely, you see this larger kind of clamp down where even just a couple days ago, 2 days ago, they deleted a video I did with David Icke 12 years ago where me and David Icke are sitting together talking about how in the future they're going to be releasing a virus, then they're going to be releasing a vaccine, a part of a larger problem, reaction, solution, a dialectic in order to control the populations. We were saying this 12 years ago.
Well, slow down. Yeah. Give me that video. We'll play part of it today, but I remember that. That's what's crazy about you and David Icke and myself and so many others. We knew the enemy battle plan, so we're predicting it. Back then, those are the clips they're scared of, is the clips where we nail it.
Yes, they literally delete so many of my videos. This time they notified me for some reason.
Who was it?
YouTube. We're still on YouTube because we play by the rules. Then we go over to rumble.com/wearechanged, and then we kind of go full all out. And we kind of have to be careful for the first hour during my show when we're on YouTube. But they deleted the video because I violated medical misinformation with a situation 3 years ago. Meanwhile, the video was 12 years old with me and David Icke literally talking and predicting.
So it's like
a lot
time
of
travel.
Exactly.
How could it be medical information from 10 years before they even released it?
Exactly. And it's like, you violated COVID-19 medical misinformation policy. And I'm like, the video is 12 years old. So, and even back then, you didn't need to be a genius. All you needed to do is go to the Bilderberg group meetings. You needed to see what they were talking about.
Operation Lockstep.
Yep. You needed to see who was there.
Let me guess. I haven't seen this clip in a while. You guys were talking about Lockstep.
Yep. We were talking about everything.
That was 13 years ago.
War in Israel, war in Iran, war with Russia. This has been in their playbook, and it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. All you have to do is pay attention.
Well, look at this clip. I'm not going to play it, but I watched it last night. It's 10 minutes long. It's 10 years ago. And I said, the trans transhumanists would take over the world. Russia is moving away from the transhumanists, and so they're going to start a war in Ukraine to suck them all in. And I lay all out what would happen. And how did I do it? Because I understand the players. Now Russia is openly talking about the transhumanist death cult Vladimir Putin is.
Yep.
He wasn't doing that 10 years ago.
Exactly.
So what's crazy is I'm not bragging when I say this. We're not getting orders from Putin. We're giving the orders by openly being ahead of the curve. And I'm not, again, Joe Rogan sounds just like me now because he now knows it's true. He's awake. Tucker Carlson sounds like you. And what I'm saying is we really are moving the culture. We're in the catbird seat. And no matter how much they try to suppress us, it's not working. And it's not, again, it's not about bragging. It's about celebrating our success. All of you that have been supporters, all of you that have been involved, all of you that have spoken out, all of us, we were right. And we're not doing a victory lap, but we're saying to folks, let's say you have a bad captain on a ship. He's already run over three reefs. He's going the wrong direction. He almost capsizes the boat. You're trying to get back to whatever the port is. It's 500 miles away. And finally, you're the first mate. You go, look, the captain's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. I told you the last 20 things were going to go bad. I'm not going to let him kill us. We're not mutinying here. We're just going to, you know, take him out of command, and we're going to get back to port. And I'll face the judge, you know, when we get there. But you're all witnesses. The captain's a lunatic. We've called it all over and over again, whereas the corporate media is lied to you on purpose. We have a lot of credibility. And I think we need to toot our horn more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to pat myself on the back, but when you look at all the videos that we were doing, you look at all the people we confronted, all the secret societies we exposed, all the large...
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Natural disasters, but I think we're reaching a key point, especially with the war in Ukraine, which is absolutely troubling. As, of course, the United States government literally put down a down payment for the future of war in the Middle East. They put a future of war in Europe, in Asia. We are financing this larger kind of transfer to the military-industrial complex that, to me, is weaponizing information to the point where now news articles are more powerful than bullets, and I think they understand that, and I think we have reached a fifth generational warfare level of fight that a lot of people are kind of canceling themselves and destroying themselves. So on one way, we have a lot of people waking up. We have a lot of people taking care of themselves, exercising.
But the empire is striking back.
And then at the other hand, there's also a large subject of people that are going in the opposite direction as well. And you see this kind of larger polarization within humanity when it used to be like you had your average Joe there. He was middle class. Everything was okay. He was somewhat healthy. But now it's you're either really unhealthy or you're really fit and you're really paranoid about your health, which you should be since there's a larger kind of chemical biological war out there in order to kind of get rid of your testosterone, your masculinity, your ability as a human being to fight for yourself, stand up for yourself. So we're seeing a bifurcation in society.
Society's splitting apart.
Exactly. And that's what the technocrats have been talking about for a very long time, a society where, of course, you have the haves and the have-nots. And that line is being drawn and pushed further and further in a Brave New World 1984 kind of hellscape that is becoming more reality than it is fiction.
What is the number one way to stop it? I think it's to explain to people that work for the corporate and governmental bureaucracies how they're doing wrong, how they're working for an evil system, and how they are doing okay today but losing more and more over time, and that they will be destroyed in the process. This system is anti-human at its base.
Exactly. They hate humanity. They hate prosperity. They hate individuals being able to, of course, have a free market, exchange goods with each other without the government coming in there, taxing you, taking away a lot of your resources away from you. The best way to fight back against this, in my opinion, is to be healthy, is to be happy, is to go on nature hikes, is to work out, is to eat right, is not be poisoned by all the things that they're laying, all the traps all around us, and not falling for those traps, not being a byproduct of the pharma industrial complex, not having to go to the hospital, not needing to be at the doctors all the time, not needing to worry about your weight. And to me, once we really start to figure out ourselves and start to better ourselves physically, mentally, then they lose because we don't need to be dependent on them. And we're dependent on them in so many
easy ways. No, you're totally right. And, you know, I myself still hike and lift weights and things with stress and things. I've done things that aren't good for my body, but at least I know, and I'm pulling away from that. And so people out there that feel bad because they've been caught by this, you can change this all incrementally and then daily really move the point on the compass where you're at. So
exactly. Enjoying life, celebrating life, having families, enjoying the beauty of life, they hate that. It's toxic to them, and they're afraid.
That's why they always put out terror alerts and Christmas and Thanksgiving. Exactly. So let me ask this, Luke. How do we fight them and expose them? This is a problem I have, but not get so caught up on it that they're dominating everything we do and all our time and our energy. We've got to, like, have the R&R. We've got to realize when we have fun, when we celebrate our families, when we celebrate life, they hate that.
Yeah, I'm doing that this Sunday. I'm organizing a nature hike for all my Twitter subscribers and members of LukeUnfiltered.com. We're doing a nature hike here in Austin. I just did one in Miami, Florida. I'm going to be doing them all over the United States. A great way
to where are you going to go hike? I might do it with you.
I'm keeping the location off the record just for subscribers and just for members that help contribute in our part of my independent media organization, but it's going to be opened to the people who, of course, are a part of the larger.
So, like, right beforehand, you're going to send them where it's at.
Exactly. And then we're going to meet, hike, meet people, talk to each other, Go out there, touch grass, enjoy nature, enjoy the beauty of life that we have here. Life is short. Life is precious. These people hate life. These people want to destroy life. These people are absolutely, in my opinion,
serving a larger
demonic entity.
And they want us locked up in our houses. They don't want us going out and getting together.
Exactly. They don't want you traveling.
Then they realize how powerful we are.
Once you travel, once you leave the world, and throughout my 20s, I was always traveling, doing on-the-ground reports all over the world. And I realized, you know, America is a beautiful country. It's not a perfect country. The government absolutely needs to be put in check. But when it comes to the people, when it comes to the freedoms that we have here, especially with the First Amendment, especially with the Second Amendment, you don't have that in many places around the world. Once you travel the world, come back to the United States, you really do appreciate it. And this is why they're teaching a lot of these young kids at these universities to hate themselves, to hate America, to hate
the
beauty of life.
Let me expand on that. That's the paradox of freedom. We were the best house in a bad neighborhood, had the most freedom, had the most rights that weren't given by government, but that we demanded, that God gave us. So because we were freer, we got all the power. Then the parasites come in and take that over. So it is a historical paradox that empires rise and they fall because the parasites come in.
Exactly. And they're teaching kids this mind virus to not like this country, to not like the founding fathers, to not like the principles. And again, they weren't perfect, sure. But they were an idea that
on average they were pro-human.
Exactly. They were pro-individual liberty, pro-personal responsibility. And once we take that into our own hands, the capabilities of what we're able to accomplish is perpetual. It's amazing. It's incredible. And once we realize the discovery, traveling, being able to...
And once we do that, we'll escape out of the globalist plan and humanity is unstoppable. And that's why they're trying to dumb us down, poison us, and suppress us so we stay under their control.
Exactly. And that's why it's more important than ever to realize the true power that you have within yourself. And you start realizing that once you start cutting out all the poisons in your life, once you start cutting off the fluoride, the seed oils, the microplastics, once you try to get rid of all the ways, the atrazine, all the way that they chemically and engineer your body to be weak, pathetic, and not strong, once you get rid of all that, you start realizing, wow, life is incredible. We also need to understand we can't always take ourselves too seriously. We need satire, we need memes, we need comedy. I've embraced that as much as I can.
And that's
myself.
Why the Australian premier literally said,
exactly.
I saw people making fun of me today. You'll be arrested. He doesn't realize how pathetic he is.
That's why 15 years ago, the Pentagon was literally releasing documents talking about how we need to weaponize memes because memes are a crucial Achilles heel to the whole power structure. So memes and
but because they're
humor.
The ones that are involved in the oxymoronic corruption and the contradictory actions, the memes are designed for that. When you're telling the truth, then there's really no meme, but when they're lying, it's easy to show it.
Exactly, and then you're able to make fun of it. You're able to poke fun at them. You're able to show them that the emperor has no clothes, and they're definitely afraid of that, and that's why they go after comedians like Dave Chappelle. They go after individuals in our society like Bill Hicks and George Carlin and all these other major figures that I believe pushed the Overton window open far further than a lot of these politicians or political pundits. So I always have a deep appreciation for the Tim Dillons of the world and the Dave Smiths and all these other individuals who are willing to say, hey, this system's a joke and we're going to laugh about it. And with that laughter comes an incredible power, comes an incredible kind of energy and a release of like, yeah, I don't
know. You're right. I used to do that more and I got too serious. I realized they hate it when we're having fun.
Yeah, I remember you were with Joe Rogan in Austin in the early 2000s with Bush masks. Dancing around the Capitol here and having a you know
that was before 9/11.
Yeah, before 9/11. Sorry, in the 90s even. You're cracking like a lot of jokes and having a lot of fun, and that inspired me to go out to Skull and Bones with my friend. And we put on masks of Bush and Dick Cheney, and we were like literally dry humping each other outside of there, mocking their kind of rituals and ceremonies, because it is ridiculous to understand the larger power structures. But if you're able to make fun of it, the power structure just collapses, and then people realize, yeah, at the end of the day, my life is determined by me, my future, my destiny, what I am on this earth during my short time here is determined by me and me only. And once you realize that power within yourself, not only are you on unstoppable. Not only do you have this kind of vigor, this kind of energy, this human spirit that is unstoppable, but it leaves them absolutely incapable of enslaving you and controlling you. And this is why it's more important than ever to grasp that ideology, to understand that if humanity has two different pathways, you get to choose that pathway right now. You could walk down the gates of hell, or you could walk down the gates of liberty, personal responsibility, freedom, and just the biggest, most amazing joys in life, which are working hard.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lou Murkowski is our guest in studio on fire. Jay Dyer is coming up. We'll take a little bit of his time and talk to Jay a little bit coming up at the start of the next hour. But Luke, I'm going to throw you a curveball. There are so many things different political parties and movements have done, some good groups, some bad groups, that are successful. And I have seen you and your successful nature hikes that, you know, your subscribers, your supporters, by invitation, you show up somewhere, some cool place, you go on a 5-10 mile hike, all hang out, get to know each other. That's so smart. You know what political party basically got its most success off of that?
No.
The Nazi Party.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So that's how they started out in 33 and 34, not just with beer hall parties, but going out and going on a long hike and then coming back and having a big lunch. And then later it grew into like camping out and stuff, but was getting people out to have fun in a political party. People said, well, don't do what the Nazis did. Well, Nazis breathed there, too. That was successful for them. That's a really great idea to get people out, to get people out in nature, get people, you know, doing things together. That's really smart.
Well, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling down, just going for a basic
bathe
walk.
In nature.
Exactly. Being in this, there's a reason so many movies like Avatar talk about the power of the surroundings, the environment, because it really does matter. And I think that's why there's so many efforts to also poison and destroy
they
nature
want us
and
close all the parks away from you. Coffin apart.
Exactly. They want you in the pod, and we refuse to do that. Once you start traveling, once you start walking around, you start realizing, hey, your mind starts clearing up, your stress kind of goes away, and you understand, wow, this is a beautiful, inherent kind of natural feeling that's so powerful, that's so incredible, that's so beautiful. There's so many other things in this world that are larger distractions out there. There's entire right-wing kind of communities fighting over calendars on social media, which I find so distracting and so idiotic.
Yeah, what calendar we should use?
Yeah, yeah, the globalists are moving full speed when it comes to trying to enslave all of humanity and put us on some kind of larger animal farm. And once you get out of that pig pen, once you get out of social media, once you get out of this larger kind of city structure,
well,
that
that's
they want
the whole
you
Q thing. I mean, look, epigenetically, we are designed to be in nature, doing farming, gardening, hunting, knitting, men and women, cooking's fun. All these epigenetic things are therapy. I'm not trying to get in a fight with the Q people, but Hillary's been executed. Everything's fine. Everyone's invincible. Go to sleep. That's people that are newbies that are kind of waking up but can't handle the stress of, no, we're under full attack. What do you say to the Q folks?
I mean, I've been attacked by them for many years now, because I always say, you know, hope is the worst thing you could have, especially when it comes to the government. You shouldn't have any hope in government. You should have hope in your communities, in your families, in yourself. And once you start giving away your power and you start acquiescing to a larger power structure that's shadowy and unaccountable and allegedly is going to be there for you based off promises, you're making a key mistake in life. And you're believing people based off their words, not their actions. And to me, the thing that I have always prophesized is, don't believe me. Do your own homework. Do your own research. We need you to have critical thinking skills. If you don't have critical thinking skills, there's no way we could propel forward. Because I really do think, you asked me, what's the next thing? I think so many people have awakened, especially through COVID, especially through the larger psyops that have failed routinely. They try to pull out new stuff every day, and it keeps failing at its face. I think the larger next thing is going to be playing up on a lot of our mistrust of the system. I think that's going to be the next big thing, because if you're one of these kind of sociopathic sexual controllers, what better way to kind of herd along these animals as they see them than, of course, use their own kind of distrust of the system against them? So
they
really got to be careful about
that. They turn our distrust of the corrupt system in on everything, and don't trust anybody unless it's this shadowy Q thing. So it's like saying, look, Santa Claus and Q aren't real, but life and death are.
Yes. And then when you look at especially what happened early on in COVID, if you remember, we were getting videos on social media of people falling and collapsing. We were getting government officials saying, don't wear masks. It's totally fine. Don't worry about it. Go to the Chinese Day Parade, or else you're a bigot and hate Asians. They psyoped that whole thing from the very beginning in a way where the people who were most mistrustful of government were saying, wait, hold on, what's really going on here? So they kind of played up on our
to
own
get us to scare
thinking.
People for them.
Exactly. And then you saw Tucker Carlson literally go to Donald Trump and say, hey, you should kind of take this seriously because no one else really is. And therefore, they were able to play people along with that. But truly, getting out there, touching grass, there's so many scientific documents. There's so many studies that have been done, particularly when it comes to people just walking. Walking is amazing. Major health hack. If you're struggling with whatever you're struggling with, get a step counter. Start walking. Once you start walking, do it with your loved ones. Your mind starts to free up. You start having conversations that are really amazing, that are really productive.
Oh, I can be a little down or exhausted. Get home at 6 o'clock till exhausted. Let's, because there's a nearby hike and bike trail and place. Boom, we do that. We walk 2-3 miles, sometimes 5 miles. Come back. We just feel awesome.
Yeah. And that's what I started to implement in my own life, and the results have been incredible. I feel incredible. I feel on fire. I feel like I have this spirit within me, and I'm not going to let anyone subjugate me. I'm not going to let anyone control
me. My best ideas are when I'm hiking up a big hill, and I hike almost every day, about 5 days a week. I try to do it 7 days a week. But I'm when I've been hiking 3-4 miles, and I go up a big hill, and the blood's pumping, and I'm like having these great ideas.
Yeah. That's where I think of all my like t-shirt ideas, all my meme ideas. And I was hiking, I was there by myself and my dog, and I'm like, this would be great to share it with other people. This would be great to kind of ping off ideas and to kind of fester some kind of larger growth here. And I was like, you know, I have people who support me through LukeUnfiltered.com and through Twitter memberships, and I'm like, I want these people out there. They support me. They care about me. I want to show that I care about them. I want to promote something. I want people to actively get engaged in something that I could absolutely help them with. And to me, this was just something that spurred on through that nature hike, which we're going to be doing here in Austin this Sunday.
In New Zealand and Australia, they said, don't look at the sunset, don't talk to your neighbors, don't go to the beach. I mean, it was so obvious.
Yeah, they tell you, don't get vitamin D. They're like, don't get any sun, stay inside. They closed the beaches, they closed the parks. And
not getting vitamin D is why the winter's bad.
Exactly. Dr. Simon Gudick came out and then broke through major scientific data, specifically highlighting vitamin D was key towards surviving COVID. And also probably the COVID vaccine.
But even the FDA website admits that.
Exactly.
So,
and then Simon Gudick got attacked. He had his whole career ruined
But think how crazy that is. What a crime to commit. Now, let's talk about Epstein, the time we have left. Because you famously, when it was peaking, went into the island 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was. You've been all over this.
Yeah.
You're a leading expert on it. We've got some clips. Some of them are long, but you can play whichever one. You've got a shorter version here. To tell folks.
Well, as soon as he allegedly died, I was always curious. I was like, there's no way this story doesn't add up. Bill Barr ran up essentially a larger cover-up operation under the Trump administration. We still don't know exactly what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. So there was an independent journalist that was flying a drone over Epstein Island. And when he was flying a drone through Epstein Island, there was a photo that he took of an individual that looked exactly like Jeffrey Epstein on the island after he allegedly died.
Let's roll some of the B-roll here, guys, with his reports. Go ahead.
And that's,
so this is you going there.
Yep. And that's when I said, you know what? This is a time where we need to investigate this. We need to see if he is still there. We need to make a journey to that island. We need to see what's on that island. We need to make sure if he's still alive, this is going to be one of the biggest stories out there. It was an incredible risk. I was nervous. I was petrified, but I took the risk because this story, especially when it comes to the thousands, people don't understand here, thousands of children were taken here and hurt in unspeakable ways by individuals within our own government with the protection of the intelligence agencies. Those children deserve justice.
All right, I want to play the 3-minute 50-second clip. And where can people go, Luke, to find the full reports, the full you should repost it on your X account, or I'll be happy to re-upload it if you want to probably get 10 million views.
Re-upload it. You have all.
All right, guys, grab
right
Luke's
out.
Original report, the whole thing. Put it up like, again, journalists infiltrate Epstein Island, or Luke, top journalist Luke Radowski, infiltrates Epstein Island. Let's get that up right now. But here's a short clip.
Well, hello from Jeffrey Epstein's island. Walk around the whole island. There's like no one here. Very interesting place. The swimming pool looks like it's in good shape. So oddly quiet here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads,
neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. It takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Miles.
Yeah, so, let's do it. It's awesome. It's incredible.
Even with a blown Achilles, I hike up a 5,000 foot, you know, peak easy.
Yeah, it's amazing when you challenge yourself. What you could see, what you could.
Well, I get high doing it. The yeah. First 30 minutes yeah. is hard. Like I used to be a long distance swimmer. I mean, I'm like super swimmer, but I've swam 5 miles.
Once you get over that hike, it's incredible how long you just keep.
Yeah,
going
once you hit that point,
it's hypnotic. It's absolutely incredible.
It's hypnotic. Yeah, yeah. Once you hit a half mile swimming, then it just goes. Just same with hiking.
Yeah, like, I love that. That's why I love Miami. I love swimming as well. That's another incredible thing that I can't recommend enough. People go out there, do, touch grass, live life. And
well, when I lift weights, I try to do like 30 reps and stuff just to lose weight. But I guess my genetic type is just I just get bigger muscle wise. It doesn't go away. Yeah,
whatever it is, as long as you're active, as long as you're
I'm active. Yeah,
that's what matters in life, and that's when the true kind of vigor of life kind of takes hold of you, and you kind of just follow its path. After
boom, when I go to Miami, I'm gonna do you, Patrick, Matt, David, and we're gonna do an H right.
Let's do it. It's gonna
you
be
can
fun.
Bring people. Let's
absolutely,
do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. It's gonna be incredible.
Something I want to do, and again, it's not about oh I'm so famous, I'm so cool. I bet you get mobbed everywhere too. It's that I've been doing this 30 years, you've been doing it 22 years or 21 years, and
the average person isn't well known, which is a great thing to have anonymity. I'm not saying, oh, look, you're not well known. That's, I wish I was like that, but that's a great thing. But the, one of the good benefits of being really famous is I get to really gauge the public. And, I mean, I don't like Starbucks as this leftist, but I'm with my 16-year-old daughter here today. We're visiting the family in the hospital. She goes, I want, you know, whatever the chai tea is or whatever it is. And so we go into a Starbucks. The manager's there. He goes, everything's free. And so we go, well, okay, well, you know, I want this banana bread. I want that. And that's what I was going to get. And this, he goes, no, take more stuff. And then all the coffee people, men and women, it was full of people. We're all fans. And then almost everyone in the place, it was packed like lunch, were coming up saying, thanks for what you're doing. We know it's all lies. This is a liberal part of Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the globalists to know, sure, I would go places and shake a lot of hands. Nothing like this. It's 10 times the effect. And so the left always writes articles going, Jones claims he's popular and has no proof. So it feels weird to do it, but I want to show them. I'm going to do a production soon where I go to a grocery store, I go to a Starbucks, I go to whatever, and I'm just going to blur their faces and go, you see? And I'm going to have a time code space, so I'm not like just selectively
editing.
They are screwed, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been attacked in the last year and a half, like three times. I just get attacked every day. So something's changed, Luke.
Well, it definitely does feel like there's some kind of renaissance. There's some kind of larger kind of awakening happening within humanity, and you could feel it within the kind of energy. You could feel it within the kind of ether. You could feel it kind of all around us, and it's incredible. It's something that truly has shown that an idea's time has come.
So you're seeing the same thing. You're well known. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of very similar stuff to what you're describing. A lot of amazing individuals coming up, clear-eyed. Happy, full of life.
Isn't it funny how they look different? Black, exactly. White, Hispanic, they look alive.
Yeah. The people that are, on the internet too much, the people who are consuming the corporate media, if there's even some of them, because I think there's also a gaslighting effort, especially when it comes to setting up what we perceive to be the normal. Because what you're seeing online isn't normal. You're seeing what the technocrats want you to see. You're seeing a perception of humanity at its worst. Amplified tenfold. And then when you go out there and meet people, talk to people, have an impact in their life, hear them out, listen to them, try to help them. Man, that's such an incredible feeling. And that's why I'm doing more of these hikes, more of these gatherings, more of these meetings to show the corporate media, we're not alone. We're not isolated. You're not just by yourself. You don't think you're not the crazy person out there. You were right all along.
Exactly. And I love you're not territorializing it. Everybody should do this.
Exactly. I want you to do it. I want all these people to do it because we have to lead as an example. And if we could lead people towards doing healthy, incredible things and having a positive impact on their life. And even
by the way,
on a micro level.
During the first few months of the COVID lockdown, they closed Barton Springs in the spring.
I remember that. And you came on there and you're like, no, we're going to go to the park.
I checked the weather report a month later that it did. The creek had dried up. I had people march down a huge gully that some people almost died coming back up because it was like a huge, big hike. Yeah. And someone couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
It was nothing. I was charged out of there because I hike all the time. I promise that we do this. The places will go be very safe. And
I love adventures. We could get lost. I got lost on my Miami hike. It was fun. It was good. It's adventurous. You never know where you're going to get.
Where did you hike in Miami?
Treetop Park, an incredible park, beautiful park that has just the most incredible trees. It's part swamp, part park, but the trees there are just absolutely phenomenal.
How far did you hike there?
A couple miles.
Oh, it's easy. That's smart.
10,000 steps.
I'm like, we're going to go down in this giant canyon and gully at 100-degree temperatures. And
yeah.
I wasn't thinking. I got to be a little thinking.
Well, people need to be personally responsible for themselves. So they'll learn. Nature.
Got to call some ambulances and fire trucks. I wasn't thinking. I remember in Barton Springs, I climbed over the fence and jumped in.
Yeah, well, there's so many people doing these things that I remember seeing you doing it, and it was incredible, and it was awesome. There was Orthodox Jewish people that literally came with bolt cutters and were reopening up the children's playgrounds. There was people saying, no, in Florida, the beach is closed. No, we're going to show up to the beach.
And California.
Yep,
this
California
is humanity,
well.
Man.
Yep,
they're trying to lock you in your house and train you how to, the TSA, total prisoner train.
Exactly. And they're saying, you're going to die. It's going to be horrible. People are bad out there. That's a form of mind control. That's a form of hypnosis.
To guilt you. Oh,
exactly.
Be a hero, stay in your house and die.
Exactly. Save grandma. Make sure you're doing the right thing in order for the greater
and
good.
Don't see grandma so we can kill her.
Yeah, the greater good is communism. The greater good is central control. And again, my family grew up in communism. My family grew up fighting the Nazis, the Soviets. That bigger.
The Poles have had a. What is it about Poland? I've read the history of Poland for a thousand years.
Our geography is kind of messed up because on the west and east we don't have a lot of land barriers, so it's easy to invade, easy to kind of walk in there. But Poland existed. It didn't exist throughout some time in history as well. The Polish people were an empire as well. And I love my Polish people. I'm Polish born and raised, and I think the Slavic people truly are some of the true last free people on this earth, still standing up against a lot of this.
Well, tyranny. Tucker's been over there a bunch. I've been to Europe, but not to Eastern Europe.
Hungary, Croatia,
he says it's amazing.
Lithuania. Yeah, if you're going to visit Europe, don't visit the UK.
Russian Europe is a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's horrible. Croatia, Lithuania, Poland, Hungary, incredible. Czechoslovakia, incredible countries where you still see.
What's that big sliver right by Serbia and all that they say so good?
Croatia.
Yeah, Croatia.
Yeah, Serbia is beautiful too. Serbia, the people there are incredible there. Croatia was just magical. It's just incredible.
And men are still men and women are women.
Exactly. And then people have families. And then you go to Poland right now, there's very little litter. There's very little crime. There's people gathering, walking, hiking together. It's a beautiful place.
But the new president's trying to end that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The former, new president isn't a good
former
guy.
Deputy head of the EU.
He's a EU globalist that definitely wants to reintroduce. And this is what's so sad about what's happening to Ukraine and why I've always been trying to push for the kind of larger end of that war, because so many of these Slavic people are just being absolutely obliterated.
Wasn't it funny? Hitler said the Slavs were horrible in killing Western culture, and now the only Western culture left is in the Slavic.
Exactly. No, that's absolutely true. You go there, you visit it, and you understand. People live a totally different life than they live here. People live a life where they have community, where they actually are able to locally source their food. They're living a life that, again, it's not perfect. There's a little bit of a drinking problem there. We could admit that. But overall life satisfaction is a lot happier there for a lot of different accounts than it is here in the Western world, where life expectancy is actually going down. Fertility rates are going down. And there's a lot of very serious health issues that the American people are dealing with.
Well, you look at a map of Poland, though. It's like zero Islamic attacks everywhere else in Europe, everywhere.
Exactly. No, I love my people. I love my country. And no one will be able to take that away from me. And I think this is why.
Well, I mean, I'm not just sitting there saying how great Eastern Europe is because you're Polish. It's true. It's like they haven't gotten the virus yet. Why do you think it is? They already dealt with the Soviets and the Nazis. They're kind of like, eh.
Yeah. We were subjugated by far left and the far right. And we understand that both of these kind of political structures aren't the larger solution to our problems. And a lot of people automatically are allergic to it, automatically don't like it. I mean, living under the Soviet bloc wasn't something that people were happy about. It wasn't something that actually provided them any kind of liberty, any kind of freedom. And, my family was a part of rebelling against that. And that spirit still kind of lives within me, as sadly the Western world is becoming more and more communistic, more and more.
And again,
more
you're honest about it. Russia was out of control and bad,
yep.
But now the contagion's out of the West.
Exactly. And now they're really trying to just hijack and destroy humanity from within, and then destroy it with our choices, with our acquiescence, with our kind of laziness and our ability to say this is an easy way, but it's not an easy way. It's a way to easily.
Let's talk more about that. Let's do a little bit more time. How do people find you?
YouTube.com/WeAreChange is one of them. X at Luke WeAreChange.
All right, and you can find us at InfoWarsStore.com. Great products. We need your support. Vitamin Refusion back in stock. Nitric Boost, so important. InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals.com with Rocket Rest, incredible sleep aid. Next Level Foundational Energy. The Nano Silver products like Super Blue. They're all there, and that's how you keep us on air, and we need your support. Part of me wants to just, like, prove it to people, and they shut the son of a bitch down and blow up bigger like Tucker Carlson, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to crawl and claw to the very last minute. But you're going to tune in one day probably soon, folks, and this ain't going to be here. So I'm not kidding. If you don't support us, we're gone, like Grandma. But it's okay. 30-year run. I'm going to come back, but I'm serious. This could be your last chance to support us. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the fourth hour, a little bit more time with Luke Rakowski, and then Jay Dyer. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.